the All-German Champions League from Wembley Stadium, where they love their Germans. Coming up next, Colin Murray joins us on Brady and Lang this morning. How's that going down so far? Like a bad third knockwurst sandwich, isn't it?
Achtung, you've all. No, we've all just turned German for the week. Everyone's talking German here in London. We're embracing it. It's a modern Europe, Greg. It's not the 40s anymore.
Really?
Fantastic. A great matchup. Okay. There's not a huge amount of interest. But it gives me a chance to say things like Yvol, no fun fact on Canadian radio, which I never thought I'd be able to do.
What does Achtung mean? Because we've actually, the Achtung Baby album and all that. I should know this. Attention Baby? That was the name of the U2 album in English?
Yeah.
How the hell did it sell any copies?
But outside of Dortmund supporters and Bayern supporters, how many locals are going to be in Wembley for this match?
Well, the thing is, these days, as you know, when it comes to finals, whether it's the FA Cup or it's the Champions League, most people there are selling TV screens or, you know, own beer companies. So a lot of it would be corporate anyway. Fans get less and less tickets for these things. But I don't think it matters, guys. The European Cup final, as I still like to call it, doesn't matter where it is. I mean, I was in Istanbul. I traveled to the other far reaches of Europe to see my team, Liverpool, play in 2005. So every one of those tickets will be snapped up by those fans. It rarely is at the place, you know, it rarely will end up being in the home stadium of the team to get there anyway. So in essence, the European Cup is always in a foreign country. So I don't think it makes a huge difference. And there is a little bit of a novelty factor to the fact it's two German teams. And what helps as well, guys, is they hate each other.
Mm.
That's always good. The Dortmund manager Jurgen Klopp said this week that Bayern Munich were the James Bond villains, modern day Doctor Knows, and the whole world is wanting Borussia Dortmund to win. And he's got a little bit of a point in terms of, if you look at the divide in any league, well, at least in the Premier League, you're looking at 2, 3, 4 teams that have enough money to buy a championship. But Bayern Munich are so far ahead in the Bundesliga in terms of wealth that I suppose they are. I'd probably say Star Wars comparisons is better. They kind of are the cartoon villain, the Darth Vader as such. But if you want somebody who's a bit of a James Bond character that can win against all odds, it's Lewandowski, the Borussia Dortmund striker. Sensational Polish player, 4 goals, as you know, in the semi-final against Real Madrid. And he is he's got a year left in his contract, and Dortmund admire him so much. It looks like they're going to pass on £25 million. £30 million for him in the summer just to keep him for another year. He's sensational. Chelsea want him. I think he's Mourinho's biggest target. £25 million, half a Torres. He's worth at least a Torres, but Dortmund don't want to let him go. And if anyone's going to flip the script in the Champions League final at Wembley, it'll be Lewandowski.
Is there a sense, Colin Murray joining us, BBC Five Live, Champions League final tomorrow on Sportsnet, 2 o'clock. Is there any semblance of an idea that this is a one-off for Dortmund, or are they building to be a European power as well? I mean, Man City draws them and Real Madrid in the Champions League group stage, and you're thinking, well, that's not so hard, but it turned out it with Ajax as well. It was a mega group because of how good Dortmund was.
Yeah, and you know, it's not the first time they've came good in Europe. I mean, you only have to ask Paul Lambert about there and his playing time there. They've got a fanatical fan base. There's nothing like a game. Go to Dortmund, go and see Borussia. It's got to be one of the 10 grounds you want to go to in European football. Fanatical fans that spend enough money, they have a smaller business model, and I think it works really well. Good scouting as well, has to be said. They pull players out, sign them. You know, Lewandowski's a good example. They've got a great system of picking up players for what would be piecemeal in terms of what we're seeing being spent by the biggest clubs, and it paying off for them. So there's a lot to like about them. There's a massive truck pass me. I'll explain that in just a second.
Yeah, lorry. I can hear it.
There's a lorry, sorry. There's a lot.
We call them lorries here, Colin.
Do you?
No.
Really?
No.
No. Okay. A juggernaut. A juggernaut's just passed me. Can I tell you why?
Why?
I'm currently on my mobile phone because I'm outside Andrew Luck's old school in North London.
That's right.
I'm interviewing him today for the BBC, and he's over, rather conveniently tying everything together and making up for the fact I'm not in quality for my last appearance of the season. He's over to support Bayern Munich. He used to live in Munich, and he used to live in London. He fell in love with what you like to call soccer, and that's his two teams. So hopefully he bring Bayern Munich a bit of luck, because guys, no matter how much favourites they are, they've been in two of the last three Champions League finals, and they've lost them both. And people like myself have been sitting here on phones to Canadian radio stations like the Fan 590 saying they're favourites to win, and they haven't done it. They haven't got it done the last two times. That in itself brings a real psychological pressure. Take their goalkeeper, Germany's number one, two times he sat on that pitch, gutted at full time, including the penalty shootout, of course, against Chelsea. And he's got to sort of put those demons to the back of his head, and he's not the only person in that team. And I think that's a big factor too.
Now, Crystal Palace playing Watford to see if they can get to the EPL. No, Crystal Palace has a campaign on their website to turn Wembley red and blue. Who wins this match and gets to the EPL?
It's not hard to turn Wembley red and blue. It's already red and blue.
Empty seats, right?
Yeah,
right.
The stupidest campaign I've ever heard. I mean, you could turn it green, maybe. But I mean, all the seats are red, white, and blue. That's a ridiculous campaign. The Championship playoff is, and it's the old cliche, but it's true. So you're going to have the Champions League in there, the final. But it's the Championship playoff that is the richest game in football. Win that game, you're automatically fluffing your coffers by about £60 million straight away. It's absolutely huge. And it's a London derby, as you say. Palace against Watford, and two of the nicest men in football managing them. You've got Zola on one side, the great Gianfranco Zola, that even Arsenal fans would have watched him playing at Chelsea and admired him. There was nothing not to like about the little wizard. And, of course, he's up against Ian Holloway, who we all loved when he got Blackpool into the Premier League. He is rent a coat. He comes up with some of the greatest things of all time. I remember him winning one game, and they said, well, you got the 3 points, but it wasn't a great performance. And he said that win, it was like you go for a night out, and you pull a girl, and you take her home in the taxi, and the next morning you realise, she wasn't the greatest looking, but you know what? Still pulled her. So he comes off with quotes like that. He's sensational, and both of them going up against each other. And the game itself, guys, too close to call. I think on one side, Watford have got a lot of Italian loanees, and that's been a point of controversy. They've been taking players from the likes of Udinese, so I think something like 14 loan players in their side. And it kind of has a loophole in that you're only allowed, I think, 4 loan players who are British, but you can have as many foreign loan players. So they've capitalised on that. And then the other side, you've got Watford, of course, Wilfred Zaha. You've got Watford taking the loan. He's Crystal Palace of Wilfred Zaha, who's actually a Man United player. They bought him and did a great thing that only rich clubs can do, sent him back to Crystal Palace for experience. And that experience is going to be playing in the richest game in football. Great move by Sir Alex Ferguson. And, of course, that'll be the first new player through the door for David Moyes. And I think he'll feature heavily for United next season. Maybe not every game, but he certainly could be a key player.
You have 40 seconds. We've all talked about Chelsea and Mourinho. Where do you think Man City's turning for their next skipper, a next boss?
Do you know what? It's all kind of quite dull because Pellegrini's going to be the manager at Man City. Ancelotti's probably going to go to Real Madrid. Talk now that Rafa could go to PSG, which could have a real factor in whether Rooney stays at Man United or goes to PSG, who head the hunt for an unhappy Wayne Rooney. We kind of know where everyone's going to go. We're just waiting for the last games to happen, and then I think, guys, it's just going to fall into place very soon. I'm not seeing any surprises, although we'll wait and see what happens today. Could get an announcement in terms of Roberto Martinez and Everton, so I'd keep an eye on that.